watching the
Oh,
world
you're like
cooking.
that, but not because of watching the world,
Hey,
but it's
yes.
because you're out
Shout
and
out to me.
golfing till like 2 a.m.
No,
and
golfing. He's
drinking.
not golfing. He's golfing till like nine,
And then
then
goes
he's
out to
goes to
drink,
yeah,
and then he goes home.
Shondak
So
and
that's why you're puffy-eyed and all of that. Not
golf.
because of the
Put him
women.
on blast.
Don't
like that.
blame it
Yeah.
on the women. The women ain't the reason.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, The Beautiful Game of Life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramzi Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. We got the co-executive directors of Vibes in the building. What is going on, y'all?
What's up? Just record a 30-minute video and did not record anything.
Now, this might be our second take.
This might be our second take.
Take two of the podcast, but we're here. We're pushing through obstacles, we're pushing through adversity because you know
that's what we do.
It's not about how hard you get hit, it's how hard how fast you get
in.
Up after you get hit.
How fast you go in. Hey,
no,
how hard you, how fast. Hey,
it's not about how you fall, it's about how you get up.
Right, it's not about how hard you get hit, it's how you get up after you get hit.
Rocky, I'm not trying to get hit, I'm just
Rocky
trying to
said
fall.
It better. No, what?
It's all in the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but we got lots to talk about. That we haven't. We didn't get into all the stuff that we were going to get into. So let's just start. Let's start at the top. All so right. Big news in the soccer
big
world.
News.
Neymar,
read all about it.
Yeah, our guy Neymar heading to Saudi Arabia and Al Hilal. 100 mil a year. He's got the private jet on deck. He's got the mansion with the staff on deck.
He's got it all.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's like an entirely surprising move. I would say maybe a little disappointing for this at this stage of his career, but I understand it, where he's coming from. I mean, it's a bag. But what are y'all's thoughts on this move from Neymar and where it kind of lands him in his legacy?
Okay, I am just going to say, I was talking to someone about this and I said, at some point in some time in my conversations with someone, the conversation was Mbappe denied and rejected the Saudi offer.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, well, if Mbappe rejected, there's no way Neymar's going to go. Did not expect Neymar to take it. Now he's taking it. It's been confirmed that he's off to Saudi. And I'm a little shooketh. I didn't expect that to happen.
Shooketh.
Jeez. But he did. And I don't know. I don't think that it defines like the end of his career, but I think that it is stating that he's probably just ready to go somewhere off.
Yeah,
from
his,
like
his
what
time
he's
in
been
Europe is
exactly.
Done.
He's good off of European anything,
right.
And he's ready to go into something else.
It seems like a money grab to me.
Yeah.
This player was, like I said, forgot who I was saying it to as well. This player was set to be Jordan, but he never lived up to that legacy. But he was so important to the culture when he first came out of 16 with Santos, to the point where, like, he won everything young but that World Cup trophy. He was a Champions League winner with Barcelona, but a lot of his thing was, like, now that he's leaving Barcelona, like,
he wanted to step out of that shadow.
Yeah, can he win it? And he never did. He never won another.
Came close.
Never did. So yeah, it's just one of those players with had a huge upside. Just never panned out. Like most Brazilians, around 31, 32, that's when they hit their downfall. But you were saying earlier that there's a lot of meat in his bones still. There's still a lot of soccer to be played in those legs. So hopefully this is not the end of all be all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's 31 years old. You take a look at what he's accomplished. Is there more to be wanted from his career? Sure. But if you take away the context of Neymar and who he was, and you just look at what he's accomplished, kind of like some of the stuff that, I mean, people talk about Freddie Adu and his career. This is obviously on a much smaller scale, but they always say how much of a bust he was. You take a look at that guy's career, all things considered, pretty good. Same thing with Neymar, but even more. This is a guy, you know, was part of the greatest front three of all time.
MSN.
He played at the highest level with the greatest player of all time, and was right there with them step for step.
1-2.
At points was saving Barcelona, like, single-handedly. That PSG comeback was crazy. Like, you know, when he was with Barcelona and I forget what the deficit that they had to come back from.
But I think that's what stains his like career more, though, because he was set to be number one, but he was always top three in the world for like about 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years just because they had that Messi.
But also that's just because Messi and Ronaldo are on another level. They're like superhuman type deals.
No,
and
but I beg to differ though, because I feel like when he was like 21 to 24, if he was not there.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchups reports for baseball, boxing, golfing, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
He was there.
Sure, but okay, so and this goes beyond Neymar, but a lot of like the conversations about soccer and success and what, like, who's had a successful career, all the comparisons get brought up to with Messi and Ronaldo and what they have been doing for the past 20 years, pretty much. That is a stretch that is, like, that won't be replicated for another generation. Like, these guys are one in a million, and it kind of dilutes the conversation around what makes for a successful career in football. When, you know, it's like, you say, like, oh, this guy, he's only won two Champions Leagues? Like, what? Like, no, that's not even that good. It's like, yo, that's still, there's, like, just because you're not on that level, which is, like, superhuman, alien-type level, you know, like,
they're out here.
Yeah.
Hey, yo,
yeah.
My aunt said that we're talking about Messi coming to MLS. No, she did.
Illegal.
She said that, no, this guy. She literally said that she believes that Messi is an alien, like that he's an alien and that he looks like one and that there's no way human.
We gotta hit the YouTubes, put our tinfoil hats on, because yeah, I believe it. I believe
100%. My aunt was like, no, I don't believe he's human. He doesn't look human. He looks demonic. He looks like he's an alien.
The lady on the plane?
That's like, he's not real. That's my aunt.
Hey, shout out to...
And she 100% stands for it. The fact that she knows who Messi is, though, I'm like, okay, Tia, like, shout out to you for knowing who he is. But she really thinks that he's not a real human. And... I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But I forgot. You guys were, yeah. I don't know.
No,
that's
but,
what she said.
So,
but shout out to my 90s babies. There used to be a show back in, I believe, Fox, that it basically said, like, all these celebrities there are aliens. Shaq, I think Shaq was one. And then different celebrity. But shout out to my 90s babies.
That's just opening the conspiracy theories that have taken over today. But, I mean, yeah. So you look at Neymar's career. It's, like I said, there's a lot more to that you think he could have accomplished, but I don't think, like, people are calling him a failure. People are calling him a disappointment. I don't think that's too much of a stretch.
The ladies call him a great time.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who he knows, like, he was one of the three best footballers alive at one point.
He's someone that you think about when you're growing up and you're like, I want to be like Neymar. I want to be like Messi. I want to be like Ronaldo. Yeah. Like, he's up there with the top three.
And he certainly had an impact on the culture. Yeah. Like Julio was mentioning.
Neymar was the culture.
Yeah.
Neymar brought in the culture aspect of it.
Yeah. Things. You mentioned like the Jordan comparison. I don't like making the inner sport comparisons a lot, because like a lot of times, like, they're made and it's kind of forced and it's overdone, but I see like Neymar's career and what he accomplished, and I kind of compare that to Allen Iverson a little bit, because they kind of had like similar they have that talent, right? They're both like really small humans. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at them, like, if you saw Allen Iverson and you didn't know it was Allen Iverson, you just think like, oh, that's just another guy on the street.
Right.
You wouldn't think that that's one of the greatest basketball players of all time, who had the like one of the greatest crossovers, quickest first steps ever. Like, just one of the most athletic humans to ever walk the planet. Neymar is on that same level, where he has that talent that he just has undeniable like talent that comes from like a frame that's like you wouldn't think twice about it if you lined up against him. You're like, oh, that's just another dude, you know. But he just has that kind of otherworldly talent. Didn't really kind of pan out to the full potential, but he still accomplished a lot, and he had that impact on the culture. You know, he's the dances, he's taking pictures with rappers, he's doing the Jordan collaborations before that was a thing with PSG,
the cement, hypervenoms,
you know, he's taking pictures with Michael Jordan. Like, that's one of his idols, you know? Yeah. So I think all things considered, it's impossible to look at Neymar's career and say that that was a disappointment.
Right.
I understand where they're coming from when
they
say
Neymar
that.
Neymar at the final NBA finals, because he was a great fan of Jimmy Butler and Michael
Beasley. Yeah, him and Jimmy Butler are boys.
So, this it just shows, like, the impact on the culture that they might have had. Like, don't get me wrong, Messi's been great for all those years, but Messi, Cristiano, they carried themselves like superstars. Like, right. Neymar was for the people. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the comparison with Allen Iverson is not it's known that he was a fan of the nightlife.
And I think on that end too, kind of like CP3, Neymar also has the realities of what like injuries can do to you as a player.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like Neymar had the opportunity to be as great and one of a kind as Ronaldo and Messi, but the injuries kind of got to him, and like the realities behind injuries got to him, and he is where he is now, unfortunately, because no one can ever really escape or get away from what an injury can do on a body.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that just, he's not a superhuman, mm-hmm. you know, like he is a person who goes through things and wants to play great soccer, but has had been impacted by things that just can't be avoided. And it could be that going to the Saudi League is something for him to kind of like, I mean, like, let's be real. Like, right, they got good players. They got big names. But, like, do you really think that he's thinking, like, oh, I'm about to get, you know, schooled and be in a high competitive space? Although, like, you know, he said in that interview, like, he said in an interview saying, like, you know, going off to Saudi League is going to be, like, an opportunity for me to like, go into what I want, which is, like, to become a global name and make soccer a global thing.
Bro, you've been global.
I'm just like, he has been global. Like, the fact that Saudi wants you.
Mr. Worldwide.
Bro. Yeah, he is Mr. Worldwide. So I'm just like, that's, I don't know. But,
The injuries are, like, people will say, like, oh, if he cared more, if he took more care of his body.
Right.
But that injury, the first one that he had, the big one in Brazil at the World Cup 2014, that was a freak injury. Like, that that was a dirty-ass play.
Colombian.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you look Colombian.
A little too much hate in those
Hey, too.
All her cousins. They're all Colombian.
Hey, too, they're about to come for you.
So like that, there's nothing he could have done to prevent that. And had that not happened, that Brazil World Cup, he was playing out of his mind. Yeah. I think they probably win if he stays healthy and they don't lose 7-1 to Germany. For sure, they don't lose 7-1 to Germany. And then, you know, and maybe we get an Argentina Brazil World Cup final. Like, come on, crazy. It was definitely not scripted that year, because they had the chances to make it scripted.
If I'm mistaken, I feel like his contract is over
in 2 years.
2025, like, oh, well, January 2026, so like December 2025. Yeah. So like, he gives him that window to come back for that World Cup prior to that World Cup in the U.S. So come back to the U.S. and be like, all right, yeah, I've been out of the big soccer scene for about 2 years, but now here, welcome back, Batman.
Right.
Because he compares to Batman.
He loves the Joker and Batman. And
so
we'll
be more welcome back Joker. Like,
do you guys
like,
think that at that point he's going to want to come back to the MLS, or he's going to...
Where else would he go?
Yeah,
exactly. Especially, well, like, that's the question. Like, what is he going to do after that?
All eyes are going to be on you because you're coming to America. Like, first of all, Messi is like running this league at the age that he will be when he comes over here.
Yeah.
So this brings you back, because if you're playing in Saudi Arabia, there's a lot of Brazilians playing higher level teams, same position, higher level league. So this will be your chance to like come back to the world and be like, boom, here I am. What's up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
where are we at?
Yeah. This
outside.
Is,
I'll
this
take is you out of LA.
A purely financial move. And 100%. I mean, at this point in his career, he's figured, look, I've done pretty much all there is to do in Europe. I had my chance at a Champions League solo without Messi or Suarez or the Barcelona crew. It didn't work out. Like, I think Mbappe missed that final against Bayern Munich in 2020. But it just didn't work out for him. And he's thinking, you know what? My time in Europe is probably over. I'm going to go get this cool 200 mil, maybe come to MLS afterwards, because he said that he's indicated that that's a potential move for him. Maybe even get a call up to the World Cup in 2026 in the U.S. if that plays out. You know, sometimes they'll bring out, you know, the elder statesmen on the Brazil teams to kind of mentor those younger guys.
But he still has a lot of skill.
Yeah. And he still will, I think, you know, have there's still that, you know, there's still some tread left on those tires. And I think the move to MLS is, like, where else would he go at that point? Like, after this, Europe is out of it. It's Brazil, re-sign in Saudi or MLS. And I mean, at this point, I think if you're him with the World Cup in the U.S. at that point, I think MLS is probably the most attractive option for him come 2 years from now. But we'll see where he ends up. I hope he at least takes it a little bit serious in Saudi Arabia, because if he wasn't taking European soccer as serious as he could, I don't know what he's going to be doing in
Let me
Saudi
ask
Arabia.
You guys something. Have you guys watched any of Ronaldo's?
No.
No.
No. I haven't watched a second of Saudi Arabian soccer, and I don't
you
think
haven't,
I, ever,
you haven't
I don't
watched
think I will.
It? I rarely watch the World Cup games.
Like, dude, I'm so curious. Like, I would love to know, like, if we have any followers that watch any of the Saudi League games. Like, I'm super, like, honestly curious to know who watches these games.
Hey, how hard are you writing this guy?
How do you watch these games? And then also, like, how is it? Like, what's the team's, like, statistics? Like, what are the team, the player statistics? What are the standings here? And
El Bicho and 10 more people.
Yeah.
And if,
seriously.
And if Neymar goes, like, is he going to have an impact on the Saudi League? And has Cristiano had an impact on the Saudi League?
Oh, like, I think this year now with like Benzema, Riyad Mahrez, N'Golo Kante, you know, Neymar, all these
like
pretty big names.
People that went.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, right. I think there's that's going to generate some. At least some people are going to check it out. If it's trash, I'm like, yo, forget this, you know. Yeah. But for me, I spend too much time watching MLS to watch the Saudi League and MLS.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm,
like, I got to value my time at some point.
That's right, King.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I got you know, you got, obviously got the European leagues, you got MLS, you got NWSL, you got the Women's World Cup, you got
UPSL. We watch UPSL. Would you watch UPSL before Saudi?
Would I watch UPSL? If the game is in my backyard, I'm not going to watch it on, like, I would go to a UPSL game
because... No, but I'm saying, like, if you had to... Would you make time to watch UPSL
Nisa?
Or Saudi League?
Nisa? Maybe I'd watch Nisa. I'd watch USL. I'd watch USL before Saudi. Because of, like, if it was
Oakland,
like
Roots,
Oakland Roots.
Shout out to the Oakland Roots.
If it was like Oakland Roots game, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or
I mean,
even
USL makes sense.
Even SAC like, Republic. Or,
and we have a lot of collabs with the
USL. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I'll watch USL, but.
Yeah, literally the switch, Oakland Roots versus, I think, the Switchbacks. They have two Salvadorians there. Probably, that's the reason I'll watch it.
Yeah.
The Macas against Enrico. I mean, not Enrico. Enriquez, I believe, but whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
I'll watch that before I watch.
Whatever his name is, but I know the Macas.
Before I watch, like, any Saudi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know. Where do we watch it?
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
Be in Sport.
I don't even know.
I don't even know how to pronounce the name still.
Reddit, you search Saudi stream
on
Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
They're like, bro, what are you looking for?
You get put on a government watch list.
Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
a Julio comment right there.
That's the other thing about it, too. It's just like, they're taking all these big names and, like, they're getting on. Okay, so, like, personally, you're taking Benzema, you're taking Kante, you're taking Neymar, you're taking Ronaldo, and you're taking them off my grid. Like, I'm not watching them anymore. Like, thank you, next.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, Ariana Grande type of vibes.
Yeah,
yeah, like I'm not worried about them anymore because I don't watch them. That's how I am on a personal level.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know, like, have these moves made anything bigger for Saudi? And maybe, yes, they have, because who am I?
Yeah.
But...
I am him. Who are you?
According to Politic Fans, who am I, right?
For real.
Maria.
Oh, that's out of pocket. Out of pocket. Yo, Christian Pulisic stands, y'all are crazy.
Y'all are.
First of all, you're standing for Christian Pulisic. Number
also,
one. Number two, you guys are out of control in these comments.
Also, all this talk and y'all want to follow me. Like, no. Like, go away. Ain't nobody trying to follow you. But anyway, yeah.
Shout out to Bridget.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Shout out to the haters. They make me famous. But I'm not going to let them follow me. And on period. Get out of my house. Ain't nobody got time for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's just what I'm curious on. Like, how big is this going to make the Saudi League? Is it going to change any? Is it going to, like, create an influx for him? I don't know.
I feel like we talked about the Saudi League way too much already. Like,
I mean, maybe this is what they're trying to have.
Yeah.
Like,
so over it already.
Trying to have us talk about them.
Yeah,
I'm
with you though. I'm not watching any of that. I'm not like
you're
Neymar.
You're just taking away guys.
I'll watch Neymar 2015 highlights. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know,
I think we'll
with some
see.
trash like EDM song playing
right.
in the back.
There's more traction on the Neymar highlights on YouTube than there will be on his games in Saudi.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll see you out here in the MLS, Neymar.
I stayed up for the Women's World Cup, and that's the only thing I'm staying up for. The U.S. is gone, and I'm barely staying up now. Like, once the U.S. is gone, like, is this even a World Cup anymore? Like, I don't even care no more.
Yeah. It is. It is, and it's a game changer.
I mean, Spain, Sweden was crazy.
We're USA, England.
USA, we talked about...
Hey, listen. I feel like this is okay. As much as I would have loved to see the girls from the U.S. make it far, I also feel like it was like a little
humbling experience.
Sit down, because we are also them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, as much as I love who we have on the team now, I also feel like it was a realization of like, you're not that team anymore, mm-hmm. because thankfully and like, on a blessed level, like we have so many other people and like countries investing in their women's sports, and the women's soccer is taking off. And I love to see it. And I love to be like, and I love to see that it's a competition, but for good reasons.
Right. 100%.
Right. Like they're making, Jamaica's making a name for themselves. Colombia's making a name for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like we see Japan making a name. Australia, everybody, the underdog.
Yeah.
Everybody Australia, wasn't yeah. like, didn't expect
Japan,
that.
Australia. I was heartbroken for Japan.
Heartbroken.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And I would
and it was
loved
to Sweden too.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I was happy Sweden was gone after with Spain. I was going
right.
hard for
it just
Spain.
Felt like that. Just felt like a little like back to back.
Yeah. That last Swedish. Yo, that Spain Sweden game was crazy though.
I didn't
it was scoreless.
See
it. Goals, like,
it was scoreless till like the 84th.
Oh.
Spain goes up. Sweden ties it, and like 88th or 89th. Spain Sheesh. Wins it. I was going crazy, man. Like it was.
I'm glad Spain won though, because
I think the girl plays at Barcelona that scored the first goal.
No, the first goal was the 19-year-old, and then the second girl, the second goal, I think was the girl from Barcelona. I think I don't know.
I didn't watch the highlights or the recap, but I love the fact that like Spain has made it to the final, like mm-hmm. for the first time. They haven't even been in the top three in any of the World Cups, if I'm not mistaken.
So all three,
so
were
to see
be...
them go straight to the final, insane.
Yeah.
The fact that the U.S. isn't even in the top three, insane. The fact that Sweden tried to take it and didn't, insane. Like, it's just been, like, crazy, like, unpredictable things that I think are helping the Women's World Cup become bigger and better. But also, it's just, like... it's giving more opportunities for women's soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see that. And I think that everything that has happened this year is just going to only help every single women's soccer team, whether it's country-wise, state-based, academy, club. Like, it's just going to flourish.
Yeah,
and like whoever wins is going to be a new World Cup winner.
Right. Yep.
In the women's game, so shout out to that. Yeah.
I love that,
I still
too.
Have England win, taking it all.
I want Spain
Hopefully
to take it.
It's going
to
be the battle of the languages. Spain against England. Mm-hmm.
I low-key hope Australia beats.
I had a feeling.
We're recording this way ahead of time, so
it's an underdog story. But like, I want England to take it. To be honest.
So we're recording this a week in advance. By the time this releases, the final will have been played. So
we'll see.
I don't want to get too much into the weeds of who's gonna make it and like who.
But
who
you
for
said
winners.
Australia, I said Spain. He said England.
I'm rooting for Australia. I have England. Australia. I have England as my winner.
Okay.
I've had them since.
Always with the neutral vibes.
How's
like,
that neutral?
No.
I'm rooting
pick
for Australia.
One.
My pick is England. That's a pick.
Okay, so you're picking England.
But I'm rooting.
I'm picking you.
I choose you,
baby. Oh, that's so annoying.
So let's talk about, since we can't really talk about the actual on-pitch stuff, the vibes at the World Cup this year.
Over it already because the U.S. is out.
I know. So that's what I was going to ask you. So my previous experience with Women's World Cups was like, I'm riding with the U.S. the whole way. And when we lost, like, I was like in disbelief because it was 5 a.m. I was like on zero hours of sleep. I couldn't, one eye open. I could not process.
Julio didn't respond in the chat.
Yeah. No, Julio was. We
lost him at the final.
No.
Towards the final.
I don't remember.
I was already over because, first of all, like.
Because you guys were going back to back first half.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I woke up. And then halftime started, and we were all there.
I was just so over. Like, if I would have been on that conversation, I would have been talking trash. Rapinoe, like.
Yeah, they brought her in for penalty kicks, and
I just can't get over. I can't get over her grin. Like,
yeah, I texted Mal. I was like, "Yo, Rapinoe's automatic." Because if you look at her career penalty kicks, she's been automatic. And in that moment, I mean, I just speechless. And then
for such an outspoken player, like
okay.
I don't think that has anything to do with him.
It has something a lot to do with me.
I think
like
it was
she
a bad...
could be outspoken and do like what she's done for great reasons, but when it comes to penalties, let's be honest, like it. I don't know. It's just like I feel like it was the trajectory of how the team was doing that led her to.
It was bad vibes. It was. Yes. It's been bad vibes with the team. They did not. They deserved to win that game, but they did not deserve to be in that game because they should have lost to Portugal. And ball. I mean, you know, it all evens out.
There was a lot of rumors that the coach lost the team way before.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. We were talking about that. Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna be here.
No. Vlaco's he shouldn't. Done. Vlaco's done.
Freaking once up, man. That
guy's nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
Another Greg Berhalter type.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's different. It's different because the ingredients that Berhalter has versus the ingredients that Vlaco has is completely different.
What's crazy? We're talking about Berhalter. We're talking about Vlad and like and how bad of coaches that they've been and how like that shows from their team. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a lot of talk about Spain's women team.
Well, that their coach is terrible too.
Exactly. Their coach is trash. What are they doing? They're coming together and showing him that without like who you are, like they're just like they're uniting and being the team that they are. I feel like to show like we don't care about what you think and what you do because we are a team and we're the ones representing the country.
Yeah, I mean that's one way to think about it too. But that the Spain coach, he's like somebody's son. And, like,
and he hasn't been calling anything.
He's been horrible, bro.
The whole team opposes and is not okay with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been doing some really like shady stuff to them.
They came out in protest for him, and they're still playing for him, you know. But he brought in Alexi Putellas, probably the best player, like one of the three best players in the world right now on the women's side, and she. He's bringing her in like the 90th minute. You know what I mean? Like it's like what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And so like they like but, he's had a lot more trouble than Vlaco has.
But,
right.
But
the girls
they're at the finals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Only because you don't respect the division doesn't mean it's not working.
What I do appreciate though is the Netherlands losing after all that talk that they're doing.
City talking trash.
Yeah, they're out here talking trash. I was happy for them. To lose.
Bye.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Shout out Sydney LaRue was out here talking her talk. But
like nobody should be talking.
You think like women should be silenced?
Oh my God, no!
That's what you just said.
How
I'm
dare
saying,
you?
I'm saying like, if you're a loser, don't talk. Like, wins. Oh no, she's a champion though. She was not part of the team, so yeah, she got the right. Sydney, I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, Sydney is a World Cup champion.
Sorry, baby.
Yeah, sit down.
I'm just kidding. Obviously, Julio, I was just kind of fishing for some content.
And Sarah Gordon, I apologize for calling Sydney, baby.
Yeah. You're crazy, bro. You're crazy.
Shoot, baby. Yes. What?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's definitely been different at this World Cup because I don't have the same investment as I would.
Oh my God, without the US.
But I mean, when I watch these games, I still, it's not the same like visceral excitement that you have, but it's like, oh shoot, like damn, like Spain just scored three,
crazy,
like two goals,
right?
Like, you know, at the end of the game, so to win it. So it's still exciting. And I do think that hopefully this serves as a wake-up call. So 4 years from now, we could potentially be hosting the World Cup in 4 years, the Women's World Cup as well. We have a bid in. I don't think they announced it. Who's the host? But I know we do have a bid. That would be really cool to host back-to-back World Cups like that.
Well, they were saying that like as much tournaments that we've had in, like I think we'd be the first country to host so many back-to-back tournaments like we're hosting like. Especially FIFA soccer tournaments, big tournaments.
Yeah, yeah.
Copa America, freaking the World Cup.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, like the Club World Cup.
Because I'm not trying to wake up at 2 a.m. watching games. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, trying to be.
Or make it a little closer to our time zone.
Exactly. So I'm for all.
America.
Put everything in the U.S., yo. Put everything in the U.S. Every tournament, Champions League, whatever. Champions League final in the U.S. I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to wake up at 2 a.m.
There's a rumor about that, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
The Champions League being in America.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like,
it's crazy.
Although, I will say, I love the experience of a Saturday morning watching the Premier League. Love that.
Just waking up.
A
little hungover.
But because
like,
we have
coffee.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if we had that for the World Cup.
But yeah. So
but then
that,
we
would
be outside.
Different. That would be different. But so instead of like having games like, you know, in primetime slots like 7 p.m., 6 p.m., 5 p.m., whatever, I do like waking up and just turn it on the TV, watching the Premier League. Like, that to me is really cool. So
a mimosa and a World Cup,
or not even just like a cup of coffee, or you know, like if you're not hungover. So I will say I do enjoy that, but I'm all for more tournaments being here because, bro, this waking up at 3 a.m. stuff is I'm sick of it.
I'm just so happy not to be have poofy eyes, like bloodshot eyes, because of watching
that, but not because of watching the World Cup, it's because you're out golfing to like 2 a.m. and drinking.
He's not golfing. He's golfing till like 9. And then he goes out to drink.
So that's why you're puffy-eyed and all of that. Not because of the women. Don't put him on blast. Don't blame it on the women. The women ain't the reason. Anyway, shout out to this girl that I met on my flight on my way to Calgary, Canada. She had just come from Australia. She was out there watching Women's World Cup game.
Canadian?
No. Yeah. She's Canadian. She was from Calgary. Yeah. We're sitting together, and then I don't know how I got brought up, but she was telling us that she had just came back from Australia and she was on her own. She did her own little like trip.
That's cool.
It was a great time. Had an amazing time. Dude, I loved it. Like, I was just like, the fact that I'm sitting here next to you and you went, like, yeah. I'm really excited to be able to attend a Women's World Cup game one day.
4 years.
Whether it's out here.
Let's go to the final.
Let's go. Sunday? That's good.
Yeah, it's real quick.
Just real quick.
Yeah, 24-hour trip.
Come back.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. If
see it's the budget opens
if
up.
If it's in the budget, I'm with it.
If you pay,
we'll play.
We make it happen.
Yeah. All right, but anything else? Like, we gotta wrap this up. We gotta make this one quick today. We got
clearly. Clearly,
we're a little short on time. Hey, man. As long as we're completed, then it's all good. It doesn't matter how long.
As long as we finish, that's all that matters.
Like, we finish all whatever we need. It doesn't matter how long it takes.
You be first, I'll be second. You know,
we got it done. We got it done.
Top five. Hey, shout out to Drake being in LA.
Drake's in LA, huh?
Well, he was in LA.
Drake. I went to his 28.
Shout out to Bridget's Corner in Calgary, Canada. If you want to know where the vibes is at, Bridges Corner in Calgary. That's where, I'm not going to lie, that's where the vibes were at. It was lit. I showed up and I'm like, it's me. I'm here.
And they're like,
Brillete.
Three shots. Yeah. Every hour.
So what was that spot like?
It was like a little like
restaurant.
It was like a, you know, dine-in little restaurant, and then we had the vibe that night, I guess.
They had like a little lounge.
Like a little, yeah.
Damn. All right.
Well, that's the next spot. We'll head out to. We'll do a podcast there. Ooh. Yeah, we'll record.
I heard Canadians are nice.
Everybody out there is really nice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But this has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the Beautiful Game of Life, part of the Believe Network. Keep it tapped in. We got more stuff coming. We got more guests. We got more solo episodes. We're covering all things here and there. But for Julio Montero, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. Appreciate y'all for watching. We'll catch you next time.